Brother Joseph, we noticed lately in the Christian world there is a difference of opinions concerning souls that end up in the lake of fire, the condemned souls. And the issue is, these souls, do they die in the lake of fire or continue existing forever and ever, and they suffer forever and ever? Now, you have been a missionary for so many years, I think over 50 years. And
more or less.
Now we are in South America. And you have been teaching all these years that souls in hell do die. They don't continue existing. But, of course, we need scriptural confirmation. Do you have scriptures to support this view?
Well, it was about, I think, 15 years ago, 2010, the Lord gave me a scriptural revelation about hell. And I had to rewire all my preaching because I was taught that in hell they suffer, they yell and scream, and they're tormented forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. After 10 trillion years, they haven't even started. Eternity is just at the beginning. And especially the Satanists, they go, yeah, see, that's your God. Enjoy suffering, enjoy tormenting. That's your God of love. No, sorry, Satanists, you're wrong. And God doesn't do that. So I'll give you some scriptures. Let's go to the first one. Mark 9, 43, 44.
Yes. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed rather than having two hands to go to hell into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Mark 9, verses 43 and 44.
So you see, Jesus is not talking here about souls tormented in hell, like it says in Revelation 14:11, that they shall be tormented forever.
But it says that is the fire that shall never be quenched.
Yes, shall never be quenched. And Revelation 14:11, it says they shall be tormented forever. But what is he talking about? It is not mentioning souls. Said so they shall be tormented, but they what? Jesus didn't say a living creature, a living soul, a living being, nothing. In fact, in Isaiah 66, it says only the dead bodies shall be tormented. Dead bodies, carcasses. Look, it's your second scripture. You want to go there? Isaiah 66, I believe, 24.
And they shall go forth and look upon the corpses of the man who have transgressed against me. For their worm does not die, and their fire is not quenched. And they shall be an abhorrence to all flesh.
See, it says corpses, the dead bodies, what the carcasses.
What kind of corpses, dead bodies? Because the corpse, soon as we die here in this world, the corpse goes into the cemetery in a tomb.
Wait.
It doesn't go in the lake of fire.
Wait. You're talking about the physical corpse.
Right, yeah.
The physical dead bodies.
Yes.
But then there is the Hades. There is the place of the dead. There are the souls that will have to go in Revelation 20, verse 11, to stand in front of the white throne judgment. Every soul has a spiritual body.
So it's the soul that goes to the lake of fire?
The souls that dies. Lake of fire, maybe they die there, but they don't suffer there forever.
And what remains forever and ever, and the fire never is never quenched?
The carcass, the corpse that Isaiah 66 talks about.
So the soul dies in that fire, in that torment, and the spiritual body remains forever?
The souls die, we don't know where, if it dies when they're cast into the fire or however God decides, but they're not tormented. There is no scripture to show that they are tormented in the fire. Zero. Mm-hmm. In fact, read it again, Isaiah 66:24.
And they shall go forth and look upon the corpses of the man who have transgressed against me, for their worm does not die and their fire is not quenched.
See, this is what Jesus was quoting. The fire is not quenched. The worms doesn't die.
In Mark 9, he quoted it.
In Mark 9, 43, 44, Jesus quotes exactly this prophecy. But he quotes some of it. He didn't quote the whole thing. But the complete prophecy says the corpse are tormented.
Right. Why doesn't it say the souls?
Because there is no soul there, simply.
Interesting.
I checked, I think this was some 15 years ago. I checked scripture by scripture by scripture. Nowhere in the Bible says a soul suffers in hell.
And why would God allow these corpses who feel nothing remain there burning forever?
Because they're simply dead. The soul is not there. It's just as an example. Like if you If you look to the King James, it doesn't even say corpse, it says carcasses in the King James. Look at the Amplified Bible. It says, they shall go forth and gaze upon the dead bodies of the rebellious men who have stepped over against me. And on and on. Look, I'm Italian, so I hope you enjoy my accent. Here in the Italian, Nuovo Diodati, the best Bible in Italian, says, quando essi usciranno, vedranno i cadaveri, the cadaveri, i cadaveri degli uomini che si sono ribellati contro di me. Okay, so wherever you read, wherever you go, it talks about dead bodies.
It doesn't say souls.
It doesn't say souls. Look, I gave you James 5:20, right? Can you read it, please?
Yes. Let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. James 5:20.
Saves a soul from what?
From death.
So James is saying here that the souls would die by you witnessing, evangelizing to them. It doesn't die.
You
so
save them, yeah.
Death is implicit all over the Bible.
Yeah, it's true.
Nowhere in the Bible talks about a soul tormented in hell. But everywhere talks about soul dying and dying and dying. It doesn't say anyway God enjoys to see the weak, they scream and yell. It's a competition who screams the most. Ooh, how happy to make the Satanists and God's enemies. It's not like that.
This is quite a revolutionary idea for the Christian world, that souls die in hell. Are there other scriptures that can confirm this?
Yeah, and also, I'm not the only one who got this revelation. Kirk Cameron got it just as good or better than me.
Yeah, it was nice to
hear. Others got revelation along the same line. I'm just one of the many. I'm not like the lonely prophet, not at all. Look, let's go to Revelation 20, please.
Yes.
Verse 6.
Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Revelation 20, verse 6.
Okay, it says it has no power. What has no power?
The second death.
Second death. Go to Revelation 20, 14, please.
Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
Okay, it keeps repeating, on such, death has no power. Revelation 20, verse 6. And 20, verse 14, it talks about the second death. What is it talking about? Like, the souls live forever, but then there is only one death.
Of the flesh.
Of the flesh.
What's the second death?
The death of the soul. There is nothing else to die.
Yes, it makes sense.
So, it's very simple and clear. And God bless Kirk Cameron, very nice, beautiful revelation. I would like to compliment him in person. Very good, very good. Just like his movies, wonderful movies.
Yeah, but he's receiving a lot of attacks on internet because of this.
That's the price to pay. If you want to be a missionary of the gospel, that comes with a bargain. Hell will break loose. Plus, a lot of people with the wrong doctrine will jump on you because some people even attack you because of pride, that they don't want to admit that they have to change the doctrine. I had to do that. Hmm. I had to change my doctrine.
Did Jesus mention anywhere in the gospel about souls dying?
Yes, we mentioned about James, that 5:20, about saving a soul from death. Jesus in Matthew 10:28. Okay, let's go there.
And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10:28.
Okay, here Jesus repeats two times about the soul dying. So the souls dying, it's a reality.
Soul can be killed.
All right. Of course, the whole subject, it's written in a way that you need wisdom, you need the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, Jesus was speaking in parables. The Bible is full of parables. So that the tares, the demons don't understand. And only those who search with a full heart, full mind, they find the truth.
Now, you know, the opposition, let's call them like that, they are claiming that Revelation 14:11 says they have no rest day or night. Their torment ascends forever and ever. And that means they are in pain.
It doesn't say that. Look, if you take a carcass of a dead horse, a dead cow, and you burn it for eternity by God's will and God's powers, I mean, that carcass is tormented. So, tormented, yes. They have no rest, yes, because it doesn't become powder.
But they feel nothing.
They are dead.
They are dead.
They are dead like a doornail. Okay, you ask what Jesus said. The Jesus in John 10:28 says, I give them eternal life and they shall never die. So Jesus is talking about death. And he's not talking just about death in the flesh. He's talking about death in the spirit, death of souls, like in Matthew 10:28.
And what about they say that that kind of death in the lake of fire is not dying, it's just being separated from God?
Yeah, it's a nice theory, sounds good. I'm sure people will give a lot of clappings, but it doesn't say in the Bible. Look, in Jude 1:12, it says twice dead. And what's the second death? Exactly what it says in Revelation 20, verse 14, the second death, the death of the soul. Amen?
Yes, amen. Thank you. And I believe this viewpoint also goes much better with the nature of God. Like Kirk Cameron explained, it makes more sense to know God is not going to sit there enjoying the screams and the torment. He just makes them disappear, stops their existence, but leaves a reminder to teach us the lesson, the corpses that are burning forever.
Yeah, God is not going to go have a cup of tea or for relaxation, by those guys who yell and scream. But that's not my picture of God. I mean, just morally makes sense. Amen?
Amen. Thank you. God bless you, Brother Joseph.
God bless you. Thank you. Bless you, Kirk, and anybody who supports you. Amen.
Amen.